Greetings to all of you.
大家好。
Today our topic is prayer.
今天我们的题目是祷告。
And I thought for a long time to try to find a fancy title for the message.
我想了很久，想找一个更好的题目。
And there's no more direct title than prayer.
那没有一个题目更直接，就是祷告。
And prayer is not a hard thing.
祷告并不是件难的事。
In fact, our brother had told us already, prayer is as natural as breathing.
弟兄告诉我们，祷告就很自然，像呼吸那样是自然。
And there is a song in our book called "Breathing In, Breathing Out."
有一首诗歌在我们诗歌本里面叫《呼出与吸入》。
And it is a natural thing for us to pray.
祷告是一个很自然的事情。
But prayer is also a result of a revelation.
祷告也是一个启示得来的一个 结果。
When a person discovers that he all of a sudden has to file bankruptcy.
当有一个人忽然发现他要破产了。
You will be sure that he will be praying.
你一定会想象他一定在那里祷告。
Or he just perhaps all of a sudden have find out that he has some very major disease.
或者他知道他自己得了疾病。
And the doctor say, we don't know what to do with it.
医生也不知道要怎样怎么办。
And you know that the person will say, well, then I will pray.
你知道那一个人一定会说啊，我要开始祷告。
Praying is given as a right from God to us.
祷告是神给我们的权利。
But not everyone knows who to pray to.
但并不是每一个人知道要向谁祷告。
So you know that all people all over the world prays.
所以我们知道全世界有很多人在那里祷告。
And they pray to their own God.
他们向他们自己的神在那里祷告。
Some even would pray towards a God called luck.
有人可能对着幸运祷告。
And it may not be a long prayer.
不是一个很长的祷告。
And it may be, you know, something that they would even do for other people.
可能他们也在那里为别人祈求。
Oh, you're about to take an exam?
或者当你要考试以前
，Good luck，
你祝你有好运。
Oh, you're about to, you know, do this exercise trial。
或者你要开始一个比赛。
Good luck，
祝你好运。
And it is common for us to say nice things like that to one another。
我们说这样很好听的，对别人讲这样的话是很普通的。
And if we are to walk through the earth with a lot of worldly people,
当我们在世上行走的时候
why not? Good luck.
为什么不祝福人家呢？
But Christians don't believe in luck.
但我们基督徒不相信幸运。
Because our God is Jesus Christ.
因为我们的神是耶稣基督。
And doesn't matter the things that happen to us, big or small, we all know how to pray.
不管在我们身上发生的是大事或小事，我们都知道要祷告。
Some pray with words that we can understand ourselves.
我们祷告有时候用我们自己所能够懂的语言。
And some prays in the spirit, which we don't even know ourselves.
有时候是在灵里祷告，我们并不知道在说什么。
But every child of God is given the spirit of His Son.
但每一个神的儿女，神都赐给我们他儿子的灵。
And we all cry out to God, "Oh, Abba, Father."
我们都向神呼喊阿爸父。
And we all know how to pray.
我们都知道怎样祷告。
But not always intellectually.
但并不一定是用头脑的祷告。
Not always consciously.
并不一定是清醒的祷告。
And sometimes we just pray because we feel so much burden.
有时候是因着负担太重我们来祷告。
But you don't know how to pray.
但我们并不一定知道如何祷告。
And so you just kind of like waiting there, what to do.
我们就在那里等候。
But even if you are willing to do such thing,
就算你愿意来祷告
as to do away with everything else,
就是把所有事情都放一边
and just to be having a quiet moment,
就在神面前有一个安静的时候
and you will say, oh, Father, what to do.
你仍然会问说父啊到底要怎么办。
That is the best prayer already.
那是最好的祷告。
Because that gives yourself a chance to know what the Father wants you to do.
因为那给我们一个机会，让我们来知道神要到底要我们做什么。
But our problem is that we want to do things before we pray.
但我们的问题是我们常常在祷告之前就想做一些事。
And when we become a Christian,
当我们成为一个基督徒
and people would tell us, hey, you should do this, you should do that.
人会告诉我们应该这样做，应该那样做。
And we are all very obedient children.
我们都是很顺服的孩子。
And we have this excitement of having a new life.
我们觉得有一个得到一个新的生命，我觉得很很高兴。
And we are pretty much, you know, willing to do whatever people tell us to do.
我们也愿意，不管人告诉我们做什么，我们都会去做。
And then we do it happily for a while.
然后我们会很快乐的去做。
Until a certain period of time,
直到一个时候
，your mind starts to kick in.
我们的思想开始思想。
And you will wonder.Why am I doing these things?
我会想说为什么我这样做
But instead of asking God,
we 们并不一定来问神
you just have a conference with yourself.
我们就自己在那里思考
And instead of coming before the Lord,
除了到神面前来
And you just make a conclusion out of your own thinking.
我们可能就自己有一个结果。
And you say, ah, doesn't matter.
我说那无所谓了。
Then what is starting out to be a good thing that you were doing something in church?
可能开始的时候我们在教会是做一件好事。
All of a sudden you don't want to do them anymore.
忽然我们不想再做了。
And you don't want to tell anybody.
也不想再告诉人了。
And you just disappear.
我们就消失了。
This is the reflection of many of us.
那就是我们每一个人的写照。
Christians are supposed to be intellectual beings.
基督徒应该是很用
我们是
用很思考的。
We supposed to think through everything.
我们应该思考每一件事情。
Not counting on our thoughts.
不是来靠我们的头脑。
Not trusting and leaning in our own understanding.
不是来信靠我们自己的理解
But we must learn to think.
但我们必须来思考
After we pray.
在我们祷告之后
Because God gives us a body.
因为神给我们一个身体
God gives us a very delicate machine called the mind.
神给我们一个头脑
And God has given us the spirit.
神也给我们一个灵
A Christian who doesn't think is not a very balanced Christian.
一个基督徒若不思考，就不是一个平衡的基督徒。
Yes, when someone asks us to do things in church, we want to do them.
是的，在教会里面，若有人要我们做什么，我们愿意去做。
But we must also ask the Lord, is this the things that you want us to do?
但我们也应该来问一下神，是不是神要我们这样做。
And if God has no answer for you right away,
如果神没有马上回答我们
，do it，
就去做。
Because sometimes you don't need someone to tell you the very obvious thing.
因为有时候你不需要人家很明显的告诉你。
Oh, there is this pile of dirt in the middle of the church.
在教会的中间有一堆土泥土。
Just sweep it up.
就把它扫到一边去。
Someone said cleanliness is almost godliness. 清洁就好像是
敬虔。
So it is something that you know is the right thing to do.
我们知道这是应该做的事。
And so we are not talking about being superstitious. And you are not there to do this. You're afraid to do that and everything. You just have to pray. And if God doesn't say you don't want to move, then you become a lazy Christian.
我们并不是迷信，好像要这样做或那样做。
But I want us to have a very clear understanding of why we need to pray.
我希望我们能够清楚我们为什么要祷告。
Pray is so that you can come before the Lord at a certain time.
祷告是给我们在一个特别的时间。
To allow God to speak to you at this certain time.
来到神面前，让神在这个时间可以来向我们说话。
Without prayer,
若是没有祷告
，God cannot correct you.
神不能够矫正我们。
Without prayers,
若没有祷告
，you will find no faith in God's promise.
我们就没有办法在神的应许中找到神的信实。
Christians must be balanced.
我们必须做一个平衡的基督徒。
And I always give this illustration to our English group.
我常常对英文组的弟兄姊妹举这样的例子。
And if we are new Christian,
如果我们是个新的基督徒
，two things we must do.
有两件事我们必须做的。
in order to stay balanced.
要做一个平衡的基督徒。
And I would hope that everyone would say, okay, then I will pray first before I do them.
像每一个人都会讲说，好，那我就先祷告再做这个事。
Because I always say, don't believe me more than you believe in God.
我常常对他们说，不要要相信神。
But I believe if you ask any Christian and if you ask God Himself, God will tell you these two things you cannot do without.
如果你问神，神会告诉你，你必须做这两件事。
And one is to read His Bible.
一个就是读神的话。
The other is to pray.
另外一个就是祷告。
And it is like a person walking with two legs.
就好像一个人有两条腿。
One cannot just spend all the time reading Bible.
一个不能够一直在那里祷告。
Without ever praying.
一点都不祷告。
And you would be like hopping on one foot all the time.
然后他就会用一只脚在那里跳着走。
Perhaps you understand the whole Bible.
就算你知道全本圣经。
But your leg is this big on one side and this small on the other side.
你的一条腿会比另外一条腿更粗。
And you may be able to teach a lot of people about the words of God.
你可能教导很多人神的话语。
But eventually you will stumble and fall over.
但是最终你还是会跌倒。
Because a lot of this is just your understanding.
因为很多时候这都是我们自己的理解。
The Lord is saying, do not lean on your own understanding.
神说不要靠我们自己的聪明智慧。
So I don't care how much experience you have in reading Bible.
我不管你读了多少的圣经。
We are all very subjective human beings.
我们都是很主观的人。
Sometimes we read it, the passage as such.
有时候我们读一段圣经。
And we say, this is it.
我们就说这是就是这样子讲的。
Then we block off everybody else, sharing on those verses.
我们就把别人所有的分享都抵挡在外面。
And the most dangerous thing is you don't even pray about it.
最危险的是我们并不为这个祷告。
But you already think that you know it.
我们却以为自己已经知道了。
Then God has no chance to reveal His Son in your hearts.
神就没有办法，没有机会把他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And you may have answer for everyone who asks you a Bible question.
也许你对每一个人问你的圣经问题都有答案。
But you can never help a person to come before the Lord.
但你没有办法帮助一个人来到神面前。
Why?
为什么？
Because you yourself don't come before the Lord.
因为你自己不来到神的面前。
So in this church,
在教会的里面，
we emphasize in studying His words.
我们注重读神的话语。
But we also know that without praying, the words is just empty to us.
但我们也知道，若是没有祷告，这些话语都是空的。
And sometimes God do something beyond our expectation.
有时候神做一些事情是超过我们所求所想的。
But don't count on it for a prolonged period of time.
但是不要觉得一直会这样子。
In the beginning, we take on the words of God just like baby drinking pure milk.
刚开始的时候，我们读神的话语就像婴孩喝奶一样。
A baby is not very intellectual.
一个婴孩并不是很有聪明智慧的。
A baby does not know to pray intellectually.
一个婴孩也不会用头脑去祷告。
But that doesn't mean he will stay like a baby for all the time.
但并不是说他一直都会是一个婴孩。
If he stay like a baby without ever praying intellectually,
如果他一直都不用头脑去祷告，他一直是个婴孩。
我们不是说用头脑，我们是用我们的思考，我们是用我们的智慧。哦，我已经翻了。It is the fact of all Christians.
这是每一个基督徒的一个事实。
Sooner or later, we have to admit it.
迟早我们都要承认。
And in the beginning, when I was first saved,
当我刚得救的时候，
I don't know how long exactly, but weeks, I finished the whole New Testament.
好像在几个星期里面，我就读完了整本旧新约。
And the prayer that I had at the time was very simple.
那时候我的祷告非常简单。
And I was reading the Bible.
当我读圣经的时候。
And I just say, yes, yes, this is it, this is it.
我就说是的，就是这样。
I did not know anything else but agree with the words.
我并不知道任何事情，我就只有同意神所说的话。
So when my baby was sucking his milk for the first time,
当我的孩子刚开始喝奶的时候
，Oh, this little tiny bundle, 6 pounds 15 ounces,
只有6磅15盎司
，And he was like sucking in the milk, and I cannot hear him say yes, yes, but he was sucking very hard.
And
I know in his spirit he was saying, oh yes, oh yes.
我知道在他灵里面他一定在说, 啊, 太好了。
It's that simple.
就是那么简单。
We have to be true before we can be faithful.
我们要先做一个真的人, 在我们做一个诚实的人之前。
And life has not that much mystery in it.
人生并没有那么多神秘的事。
But if we follow the law of nature,
如果我们不跟随, 自然的律,
if we follow the law of nature,
若随着自然的律,
then we will grow up very healthy natural man.
我们就会成为一个很健壮的人。
天然的健壮的人。
天然的健壮的人。
If we follow the spiritual law,
如果我们若跟随, 圣灵的律,
and soon we'll become spiritual men.
我们就会成为一个属灵的人。
But one do not try to be spiritual men overnight.
没有一个人会一下子成为一个属灵的人。
A lot of times I see young people try to be spiritual overnight.
很多时候我们发现年轻人盼望一下子成为一个属灵人。
12 o'clock comes around, they don't want to go to sleep, they want to have a prayer meeting.
12点钟他们不要去睡觉, 要开始祷告。
I think that's wrong.
我觉得那是错的。
There is the time for us to go pray.
我们祷告我们有祷告的时间。
And there's time to work, time to play, time to eat.
有祷告的时间, 也有吃饭的时间。
Of course, if there's something urgent, then we're not grouping them in this category.
除非是很紧急的事情。
Yeah, well said. But the fact is that if it's under normal circumstance,
在一个, 普通的情况下,
follow the natural law.
随着自然的律,
you are obligated to take care of your body.
我们应该要, 照顾自己的身体。
But more importantly, we must start to follow the spiritual law.
但更重要的是, 我们要开始跟随圣灵的律。
Because Christian is not just to be 6'2".
因为基督徒并不只是6尺2。
180 pounds.
180 磅。
And with the 8-pack, you know, ab muscles.
然后有很多的肌肉。
Nice to look at.
看起来很好看,
doesn't do much in God's kingdom.
但在神的国里并不没有用。
So natural man development is necessary if you think so.
天然的人的成长是很重要的。
But more importantly, spiritual man must grow.
但更重要的属灵的人必须要成长。
And if you want to grow spiritually, you have to be balanced spiritually.
如果你的灵里面要成长, 你必须是一个平衡的。
And therefore, we don't ask people to be superstitious in this church.
我们不希望人是一个迷信的。
We don't ask people to be lazy in this church.
我们也不盼望人懒惰。
We ask everyone to read the Bible and to pray.
我们盼望每一个人都读圣经祷告。
And don't try to take in all at once.
不要一起来做。
And when you are stuck with a verse of the Bible,
当你看到一节圣经,
before you ask anybody else, ask the Lord first.
在你问任何人之前, 先来问神。
Sometimes we are so much desired to quest to quench the thirst of our intelligence.
有时候我们希望能够快一点满足我们里面的, 饥渴。
So, oh, I see a question.
我看到一个问题。
I ask a question.
我就问这个问题。
Again, someone may answer you.
也许有人会回答你的问题,
but you're missing a very important thing.
但是你失去了很重要的一件事,
you didn't give God a chance to answer you directly.
你没有给神一个机会能够直接来回答你。
We don't want to raise up a whole bunch of Christians who are so dependent on me.
我们不希望我们有很多基督徒只, 依靠别人。
If you depend your spiritual life on me, you will be disappointed tomorrow.
如果你, 把你的属灵的生命依靠在我的身上, 你明天就会有问题。
Or anybody else.
或者是在其他人身上。
Every one of us must depend on their life in God.
每一个人必须把他的生命放在神的身上。
Jesus Christ has given us His words.
耶稣基督把他的话赐给我们。
Read His words and pray to Him.
读他的话语, 向他祷告。
Oh Lord, why are you saying these to me?
主，你为什么向我们说这个?
I don't understand.
我不明白。
You know, if I ask my son to do one thing,
如果我要求我孩子做一件事,
instead of him coming to ask me why,
如果他来问我为什么,
and he goes ask Uncle Kenneth,
他如果去问Ken舅舅,
and I say, hey, your mind is a little bit off.
我觉得他, 头脑有点问题。
Come ask me, because I tell you the words.
他应该来问我, 因为是我告诉他。
If he did not honor me by asking me first.
如果他不先尊重我来问我,
oh, but I'm a Mr. Nice Guy.
我是个好先生,
I'm a very patient father.
我是很有忍耐的一位父亲。
And I say, oh, his uncle is smarter than me.
然后说, 哦, 他的舅舅可能比我更聪明。
It's okay. Go ask him.
那没有关系, 你就去问他好了。
And if, even if I'm that nice a man,
如果我是这么好的一个人,
soon you'll find out that our relationship between the father and son will be distance apart.
很快你会发现我和孩子中间会有一段距离。
And you'll find out that he may be closer to his uncle than his dad.
可能最终他会和他舅舅更亲。
Anybody wants that?
任何人想希望这样吗?
Nobody wants that.
没有人希望这样。
It is my son.
他是我的孩子。
I want him to talk to me.
我希望他跟我讲话。
God owns us all because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们都属于神的, 因为我们因着耶稣基督的宝血。
Don't ask anybody else before you ask Jesus Christ the faithful.
不要问别人, 在你问神之前。
Jesus Christ is, has a name called the faithful.
耶稣有一个名字, 叫做诚信者。
He is the faithful and the truth.
他是真实的, 是信实的。
Oh, everybody was doubting him.
每一个人都怀疑他。
And nobody believed him.
没有人相信他。
And even in the spiritual realm, right at the beginning, people doubt him too. I mean, the spirits will doubt him too.
在属灵的境界里面, 人一开始都会怀疑他。
But our Father in heaven never doubted his son.
但我们在天上的父从来没有怀疑过他的儿子。
And he knows his son is the truth.
他知道他的儿子就是真理。
He knows his son is the faithful.
知道他是诚信者。
So he brought his son before Satan.
他就把他的儿子带到撒旦面前。
And Satan could test his son in any way he wishes.
撒旦用各种方法试探耶稣。
Oh, after 40 days, 40 nights of fasting, our Lord was very hungry.
经过40昼夜的, 禁食, 主耶稣饿了。
God became man is the most difficult thing for anyone to comprehend.
神成为人这件事对任何一个人都是很难理解的。
What is the meaning of God becoming a man?
到底什么叫做神成为人?
We can't understand how God has to humble himself to a point in this such utterly weak vessel.
我们没有办法想象神要怎样的降卑他自己, 把自己放在这么, 软弱的一个器皿里面。
But Jesus Christ, not only just like a man being weak, but he was hungry for 40 days and 40 nights.
那时候主耶稣并不只是一个软弱的一个人, 那他也饿了。
I don't know how many of us has fasted 40 days, 40 nights.
不知道我们中间有没有人40昼夜禁食过。
And I've been eating very well for the last week.
过去一个礼拜我吃得非常好。
And I don't know, you know, we human being has a habit.
我们常常有一个习惯。
And after you eat so much for so long,
当你吃了一阵子吃了这么多东西,
you get hungry faster.
你可能越来越饿。
So after I came back from such a enjoyable time of eating and feasting.
当我从那样一个, 环境里面回来的时候,
and usually we ate, you know, breakfast kind of like after everything is done in the morning.
当我早上起来, 事情都做完之后我就开始吃早餐。
But before I did anything, I felt that hunger in me.
那今天早上我做任何事之前我就发现我已经饿了。
And I say, what's wrong?
我觉得到底发生, 到底是怎么回事?
Nothing wrong.
没有什么问题,
natural law kick in.
只是天然的律进来了。
So the spiritual law has to compensate it.
所以呢, 属灵的律就,
has to overcome it.
就要胜过它。
Then start praying. Oh, Father, remove that hunger.
我就开始祷告。
And hunger is gone.
父啊, 拿去这一个饥饿。
Praise the Lord.
饥饿就没有了。
But no one can understand why God became a man.
但没有人能够理解为什么神成为人。
And I say very, very less than 1% Christian ever understand what is the meaning of fasted for 40 days, 40 nights.
我想不到1%的人会理解什么叫做40天、40昼夜禁食。
But Jesus Christ remains true and faithful.
但耶稣基督仍然是诚信者，仍然是真理。
Satan tempted him.
撒旦虽然试探他。
And he stood fast to his faithfulness towards God.
但是他持守他的信实。
And he triumphed.
他最终得胜。
But he triumphed and he's still weak.
他得胜，当然他仍然是软弱的。
And so at the end of this temptation of Satan,
在这最后试探的最后，
and the Bible said that the devil left him,
圣经说撒旦就离开他。
And the angel came to minister to him.
天使就来。
And this morning while I was thinking about what weakness is,
今天早上我在想到这一个软弱。
Then I say, oh, when someone is faithful to the Lord and he experiences weakness.
原来当一个人向神忠心的时候，他会经历这一个软弱。
He could do a lot of things to him for himself, but he did not.
主可以为他自己做很多的事情，但他并没有。
Staying faithful is not that easy.
要持守这一个信实并不容易。
When no one watches us.
当没有人看我们的时候。
Are you faithful to God?
你对神是不是忠心？
That's not an easy task.
这并不是一个简单的事情。
But rest assured, God himself is faithful.
但要知道神自己他就是信实的。
And Jesus Christ who revealed God is faithful.
耶稣将神显明出来就是信实的。
So when he did not rely on his own strength and mind to overcome Satan's temptation,
他并没有靠着他自己的力量胜过撒旦的试探。
The faithful God.Come to help him.
而是信实的神来帮助他。
And he sent the angels to minister to him.
神差遣天使来帮助他。
Jesus Christ could call the angels to serve him himself.
耶稣可以叫天使来帮，他自己可以差天使来帮助他。
But he did not do such things.
但他并没有这样做。
It was the faithful father who sent the angels to minister to his weak son.
而是那一位信实的父亲差遣天使来帮助他的儿子。
This is the journey of all the life of Christ.
这是耶稣基督的旅程。
This is the journey of all Christians alike.
这也是所有基督徒的旅程。
We will face temptation.
我们会面临试探。
We will have weakness that we never experienced before.
我们会经历我们从来没有经历过的软弱。
But God the Father has shown us His faithfulness in the words.
但是在神的话中，神让我们看见他的信实。
Jesus Christ, the faithful one, has shown us how He lived through that weakness.
耶稣基督那一位诚信者，他已经让我们看见他怎样的向神信实。
So that all of us can read His words and beget a faith.
我们每一个人可以来读神的话，来得到这一个信实。
So that when we go through trial and weaknesses of our own,
当我们经过试探的时候，
we will not try our intellect,
我们不会来试我们的聪明智慧。
We will not use our own strength,
我们不会用我们自己的力量。
But we will serve the Lord in faithfulness.
但我们会在信实里面来侍奉神。
Do you want such life to overtake you?
你盼望这样子的生命来得着我们吗？
Do you want to slow down enough so God's faithfulness can catch up with you?
你希望等一下让神的信实可以来帮助我们吗？
If you want it, you can pray even now.
如果你要的话，你现在就可以祷告。
Jesus Christ, you are faithful.
耶稣基督，你是信实的。
I've seen your faithfulness in the words of God.
在神的话中，我看见你的信实。
The life you have is now given me.
你的生命已经赐给我们。
I don't know when I will experience weakness.
我不知道什么时候我会经历软弱。
I don't know when I will face a danger that I cannot take myself.
我不知道什么时候我会遇见一个我没有办法处理的危险。
But I don't want to start a prayer life then.
但是我不希望到那时候再来祷告。
I want to start when I am okay right now.
我希望我现在就开始祷告。
I want to start trusting in you.
我要现在就来信靠神。
And I want to start praying to you so I can hear your answer.
我要现在就来向你祷告，我可以听见你的答应。
Oh, Lord, help me to understand.
主，你帮助我能够明白。
God is delighted to reveal His Son in every one of us.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们每一个人里面。
And if you want true revelation,
如果你要得到真实的启示，
not only you must read the words of God,
不只你要读神的话语，
but you must pray.
你必须要祷告。
Pray not for anybody else's sake in the beginning.
并不是一开始就为别人的祷告。
Pray for yourself.
为你自己祷告。
Pray for how you live your life.
为你自己要怎样过这一生来祷告。
Pray for how you make decisions in everything.
为你要怎么样来做选择祷告。
So that you can stay a balanced Christian.
那你可以做一个平衡的基督徒。
And now we want to read the scriptures together.
现在我们来读一点圣经。
Hebrews chapter 3, 6.
希伯来书第三章第六节。
And Hebrews chapter 10, 19 through 25.
和希伯来书第十章十九到二十五节。
And I believe these two passages should be read together.
我相信这两节我们应该一起来读。
On the subject of prayer.
在这个祷告的题目上。
For we see that these two passages complement each other.
我们发现这两个这 两段心结互彼此响应。
And so that we can get the full benefit of what the Lord intends to do in our lives.
我们就可以得着神要在我们生命中所要做的。
And let us read them together.
我们一起来读。
Christ was
faithful. 但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经长去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Christ is faithful.
基督是那位诚信者。
And he rule over his house as the son.
他为儿子治理神的家。
And he also over the house of God as the high priest.
他也是一位大祭司治理神的家。
And he has dual role.
他有两个职分。
And the first is over the house is about his life.
一个治理神的家是关于他的生命。
And his relationship towards God as the Son.
和他跟神之间的关系。
And the second one in Hebrews 10 about him being a high priest.
第二个在希伯来书第十章讲到他是一位大祭司。
It's about his ministry.
讲到他的职事。
And as his obligation towards God.
是他要向神做的。
And towards the house of God.
为了神的家要做的。
And doesn't matter how you look at Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
不管你怎样来看耶稣基督神的儿子。
You look at his life.
你看他的生命。
Or his ministry.
或者是他的职事。
You find him faithful thoroughly.
你发现他一直都是那样信实。
And all his faithfulness is so that he can give himself to the house of God.
他所有的信实都是为了要把他自己给神的家。
He prepared himself and he perfected his journey.
他预备他的自己，他也完成他的旅程。
Now he's given himself to all of us as a complete package.
现在他把他自己完整的赐给我们每一个人。
All that we need in life is found in him.
我们人生中所有需要的都在他里面。
And all the quest of our prayers is answered in this person, Jesus Christ.
我们所有的祷告都在耶稣基督里面找到答案。
Whether you pray about the aspects of life and relationship,
不管你是为了生命、为了关系而祷告，
or you pray on the aspects of service and relationship,
或者你是为了侍奉和关系来祷告，
you pray in the name of Jesus Christ,
你在耶稣基督里的名的里面祷告，
only in His name,
只有在他的名里面，
then the Lord will hear.
主才会听这样的祷告。
And Hebrews 10 tells us,
希伯来书第十章告诉我们，
that we entered confidently to the holy place by the blood of Jesus.
我们因耶稣的血坦然进入至圣所。
You know, in order for us to enter into the presence of God,
要我们如果要, 能够进入神的同在,
there is no other position that we can stand upon.
我们没有别的地位可以站在上面。
If you say, I have been a good boy, I can come and pray to God, you are wrong.
如果你说你一直都, 很好, 你要可以到神面前来祷告, 那你错了。
If you say, oh, I got straight A's, therefore I can come before God, you are wrong.
如果你觉得自己成绩很好, 你可以到神面前来祷告, 那你错了。
Or if you say you're a good father, good mother, good person, and you can come before God's presence, you're wrong.
或者你觉得自己是位好的父母, 或者是一个好的人, 可以到神面前祷告, 那你错了。
No other positions can qualify you to come before the Holy God.
没有任何别的地位可以让你到神面前来祷告。
For God is holy and perfect.
因为神是圣洁的, 是完全的。
Unless you are also holy and perfect, you cannot come before God.
除非你 是圣洁是完全的，否则你不能到神面前来祷告。
But we come before God is not by our own merits.
我们不是靠着自己的行为到神面前来祷告。
But by the blood of Jesus.
而是靠着耶稣的宝血。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has shed his blood.
耶稣基督神的儿子为我们流了他的血。
And we can only pray on the foundation of redemption.
我们可以在这样一个救恩的根基上来祷告。
And some people say, oh, I understand now.
有的人说我现在理解了。
I know I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我知道我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And so therefore I come because of the blood of Jesus.
所以我来是因为耶稣的血。
But sometimes we overdo it.
但我们常常却过头了。
Sometimes we truly have sinned.
有时候我们真的犯罪了。
And we sin so badly.
我们犯了很大的错。
But the good news is that doesn't matter how bad the sin is,
无论我们的罪是大罪的大小,
if you want to come before God, the Holy, the Perfect One,
如果你要到这一位圣洁的神面前,
the good news is you still can.
好消息是你还是可以来。
And because we don't come by our own merits,
因为不靠自己的行为,
and we will not shy away by our own sins either.
也不会因着我们的 犯罪而不敢来。
Prayer is God's privilege for us all.
祷告是神给我们赐给我们每一个人的权利。
It's the rights given to everyone who is born again.
是给每一个重生者的权利。
And if you are a child of God, you can pray out loud boldly.
如果你是一个神的儿女, 你就有权利可以大声祷告。
On the foundation of redemption.
站在救恩的根基上,
救赎的根基,
救赎的根基上,
and you proclaim the victory of the blood on you.
你可以宣告耶稣的血在我们身上。
So again, if you so will, you can pray now.
如果你愿意, 你现在就可以祷告。
And you can pray that, oh Lord, I have been bad.
你可以祷告说, 主, 我, 犯罪了。
Oh Lord, I have thought that I can come before you casually.
我以为我可以随便的到你面前来。
But no, now I know all those are wrong thinking.
但现在我知道那都是错的。
It is according to your word, it is by the blood of Jesus.
照着神的话是因着耶稣的血。
If you pray accordingly,
如果你照着, 这样子祷告,
then next time you won't forget.
下一次你就不会忘记。
For God will be faithful to keep you in this prayer.
因为神会信, 是信实的, 祂会保守你在这个祷告里面。
That next time you have done some outstanding thing for His kingdom,
下一次如果你做一件, 为了祂的国度, 你做一件很伟大的事,
you won't dare to come boldly because of that.
你不会很坦然地来到神的面前。
Or next time when you have sinned terribly,
或者下一次你犯罪了,
you won't shy away from boldly coming to Him.
你也不会不敢来到神的面前。
Because the word is very clear.
因为神的话很清楚。
God is impartial.
神在这个里面。
He does not look at the one who preached better than anyone sitting below.
神不会, 因为一个人比另外一个人好。
Or worse.
或者比另外一个人更糟糕。
We are equal in His sight.
在神的眼中我们都是平等的。
For we have all received the same redemption.
因为我们都得到同一个救赎。
We have received the same Holy Spirit, same life.
我们得着同一个圣灵, 同一个生命。
And many of you will get baptized soon also.
很多人马上就要受浸了。
You will receive the same baptism.
你也得到, 你也, 在同一个境里面。
And when you rise from the dead water,
当你从死水里面起来的时候，
and you are given the right to walk in the newness of life as well.
你也得到一个又更新的生命。
That is the only foundation for our prayer.
这是我们祷告的唯一的根基。
And the Bible said, let us draw near with a sincere heart.
圣经说，让我们存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
And our bodies washed with pure water.
身体用清水洗净了。
And there are three things talked about here.
在这里讲了三件事。
For the people who truly can come boldly before the Lord.
那一些真的能够坦然来到神面前的人。
And mind you, when I say before the Lord, the Bible talks about here is the most holy place.
来到神的面前，圣经在这里讲到是一个至圣所。
And there seems to be three conditions of his inner being.
讲到三个情形。
And some people, I must say this beforehand.
我必须事先先讲清楚。
And some people, especially those who are used to being very casual.
有些人可能平时一直都很随便。
Like Californians, you know, when we go out, we go out in shorts and sandals.
就像在加州的人，我们常常穿着短裤，穿着拖鞋出去。
We are very casual.
我们非常随便。
But God does not mind us to wear shorts and sandals either, I must say.
但我相信神并不在乎我们穿短裤、穿拖鞋。
But then there is some inner conditions that the Lord does mind.
但是在我们里面有一些情形神非常在乎。
And there are three things when we come by the blood of Jesus.
当我们因着耶稣的血来的时候，有三件事情。
And one must have a sincere heart with full assurance of faith.
我们必须存着诚心和充足的信心。
And with his heart sprinkled clean from evil conscience.
他的心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
And our bodies washed with pure blood.
他的身体用清水洗净。
And these three things, again, sincere hearts.
这三件事，诚心和充足的信心。
Clean hearts. 干净的心。
干净的心。
And our body washed with pure water.
和身体用清水洗净。
And these three things is very important.
这三件事非常重要。
And we know this is the effect of the blood of the Lamb.
我们知道这是羔羊的血的结果。
Do you believe in his blood that will give you a sincere heart?
你相信他的血会给你一个清洁的良心吗？
Purify your hearts.
可以清洁你的良心吗？
清
洁你的心。
Yeah. And give you and restore you a good conscience.
给你一个好的良心。
And then a sincere faith in him.
有一个充足的信心。
And 1 Timothy 1:5 says,
在提摩太前书一章五节说，
The goal of our instruction is love.
我们命运的总结是爱。
And this love is born of a pure heart, 清洁的心。
这
爱
是
从
清
洁的
心、
无愧的良
心
和无伪的信
心
所生出来的。So when we look at these, we look at them side by side with Hebrews and 1 Timothy.
我们把这两节圣经放在一起看。
Then we say, and we say, Oh Lord, the blood of Jesus.
然后我们就说主哦，主耶稣的宝血。
I love you.
我爱你。
When you come in the boldness of the Lord, you come in a sense of awe.
当你坦然来到神的面前的时候。
You come, this boldness is talk about a condition of your love.
这一个坦然讲到我们的爱。
Not about casual.
并不是随便的。
Not about,
并不是无所谓的。
Exactly. You come is come because you have made by the Lord, by his blood.
你来是因为神的，因为主的血。
And you understand the significance of the blood of Jesus in your life.
你也知道耶稣的血在你生命中的重要。
He do away all the filth from you.
他把所有，他除去我们里面所有的罪恶。
He restore in you a pure heart.
他给我们一个清洁的心
，a good conscience，
一个无愧的良心
，and a sincere faith，
和一个充足的信心。
That is boldness.
那就是坦然。
That is love.
那是爱。
And when you are in love, it casts out all fear.
在爱里就将所有的惧怕除去。
When there's no fear, that's why you are bold.
没有惧怕，你就可以坦然。
Brothers and sisters, don't get us wrong.
弟兄姊妹，你不要听错了。
You can come as a child anytime. You don't have to dress up in a tie and a suit.
你可以像一个婴孩一样来到神的面前。
That is natural law.
那是天然的律。
Spiritual law doesn't change.
属灵的律并不改变。
Boldness talk about your inner condition.
坦然讲到我们里面的情形。
That speaks of your understanding of what new relationship you found in the blood of Jesus.
讲到我们认识我们和神之间那个关系。
God loves you and he sent his son to die for you.
神爱我们，他差他的儿子为我们受死。
Jesus loves you and he shed his blood for you.
耶稣爱我们，他为我们舍命流血。
The Holy Spirit is awakening us so that we can understand the significance of the blood of Jesus.
圣灵苏醒我们，让我们可以认识神的宝血的重要。
And if you treasure the blood of Jesus,
我们宝贵耶稣的血。
You will love Jesus.
我们就会爱耶稣。
You will come time and again boldly before God in the holy place.
我们就会一直坦然地来到神的面前。
Whether you are walking up the street, you come in the holy place.
如果你在街上行走的时候，你可以来到至圣所。
Whether you are working, whether you are cooking, you can come into the holy place.
你在工作或在煮饭，你都可以来到至圣所。
You can stay holy the moment you recognize the blood of Jesus.
你认识耶稣的宝血那一刻，你就可以成为圣洁。
Oh, how what power we find in the Lord!
我们在神里面，我们找到这样一个能力。
Not only he gives us gifts,
他并不给我们赐给我们礼物
，but he enables us to live.
他也给我们能力，叫我们可以活。
To live according to his will.
可以照着他的旨意而生活。
That we may have confidence to enter the holy place.
我们可以坦然进入至圣所。
And you may be doing the most trivial thing.
可能你做一个很普通的事情。
And many times I was watching the news.
有时候我在看新闻。
And suddenly the Lord reminds me, oh, you are in the holy place.
忽然主提醒我，你是在至圣所。
You know, your mind is still staying on the news.
可能你的思想还停在那个新闻上。
But your emotion already goes with God.
但是你的情感已经随着神而去。
Oh, sometimes I look at myself, you must be crazy.
有时候我看着自己觉得自己有点疯狂。
Why are you crying watching such ridiculous news?
为什么你看这样的新闻会流泪？
Oh, it's not because of the news.
并不是因为新闻有什么。
We live in a parallel world.
我们在这一个平行的世界里面。
And one world is about the natural things.
一个是讲到我们天然的事情。
And it happens and happens.
一直会发生。
Until the day you die.
直到我们离开这世界。
But we also live in a spiritual world.
我们一面我们也活在这个属灵的境界里面。
It happens and happens forever.
也一直会发生。
Brothers and sisters, it's our choice.
这是我们的选择。
Whether you choose to live as a natural man or a spiritual man,
不管你选择做一个天然的人还是一个属灵的人。
The key is do we learn to come into the holy place?
最重要的是我们是不是学习来到至圣所。
We walk through the great and awesome wilderness.
我们在这个大而可畏的旷野。
And Israel, among the Israelites, only one is called the high priest.
在以色列人中只有一位称为大祭司。
And he can only come inside the most holy once a year.
他一年一次只有他能够进入至圣所。
But brothers and sisters, we can come anytime.
但弟兄姊妹，我们现在随时都可以来。
We are the privileged sons of God.
我们是神的儿子。
To pray is not an act.
祷告并不是做一件事情。
To pray is about your life.
祷告是我们的生命。
You can pray anytime, anywhere.
你可以任何随时随处的祷告。
The holy place follows you.
这一个至圣所会跟随着我们。
The holy place is living in you.
这个至圣所就住在我们的里面。
You are holy because he is holy.
你是圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
He is holy because you are holy.
他是圣洁的，因为你是圣洁。
Oh, what a blessed moment that we can come and pray before the Lord.
可以来到神的面前祷告是何等有福的时候。
And to hold fast the confession of our hope.
Sorry.
坚守我们所承认的指望. To hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering.
坚守我们所承认的指望不致摇动.
For he who promised is faithful.
因为那应许我们的是信实的.
Oh, many of us say, I know what I hope for.
很多人说, 我知道我所指望的是什么.
I hope for a good grade.
我指望我得到好的成绩.
I say, no, 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 this is not the hope that the Lord is talking about.
So, 那不是这里所讲的指望.
And I hope to be more obedient.
我指望我能够更多顺服.
No, not even that.
那也不是这里所说的.
What is hope?
指望到底是什么?
And I heard one very good definition.
我听过一个很好的解释.
By the late brother Oswald Chambers.
By张伯思弟兄.
And he said, hope is to reach beyond what you can grasp.
他说指望就是往前超过你自己所能掌握的.
And a lot of times, you know, we can grasp a lot of things.
很多时候我们掌握很多的事情.
And the employer can grasp more than the employees.
雇主可以掌握比员工掌握的更多.
And the people in the government grasp a lot more than the regular citizens.
那些在政府里面做事的, 掌握的比普通的百姓更多.
And the rich grasp more than the poor.
有钱的比贫穷的抓的更多.
The hope here is not about comparing one person with the next.
这里的指望并不是在人中间的比较.
A lot of times in the natural realm, we all hope for someone else, what someone else has.
很多时候在, 天然境界里面, 我们常常与人比较.
That is a foolish thing.
那是一个很愚蠢的事.
Even Bill Gates hopes to be someone else. Do you believe me?
Bill Gates 可能也希望自己是另外一个人.
He may have a lot of riches.
可能他有很多的资产.
But then he say, oh, maybe one day I want to be spiritual.
但有一天也许他会说, 我希望我能够成为属灵.
Then you will find it is very hard for him to be spiritual.
因为发现对他来说是很难的.
Or those who are in politics.
或者那些在政治人物.
Or those who are very smart and very capable.
或者那些很有智慧的人.
And it is the tragedy of humankind.
这是人生的, 悲惨.
More you grasp, more you are not satisfied.
你抓的越多,
so what is our brother saying when he say to reach for more than you can grasp?
我们的弟兄到底在说什么? 他说是往前超过我们自己所能掌握的.
He is just saying not compare yourself with anybody else.
那就是说不要和别人去比较.
But to know who you are in the sight of God.
要认识你自己在神面前到底是什么样的人.
You and I, we think, oh, I am a sinner saved by grace. That's what we are grasping.
我们可能觉得我们就是一个罪人蒙主恩.
But someone say, that's not enough.
但有人说那并不够.
You should also know that you are beloved son of God.
你还要知道说你是神所爱的儿子.
And another person say, oh, I know that I'm a sinner saved by grace and I'm also a beloved son of God.
有人说我知道我是一个蒙恩的罪人也是一个神所爱的儿子.
But you also should know that you are to destine for his glory.
那你还要知道说你是为了他的荣耀而造的.
To live a liberated life.
要过一个自由的生活.
Then you say, what does that mean?
那到底是什么意思?
As if you need another person to come preach to you.
好像你需要别人再来告诉你.
But the holy prayer life of his will,
但是合神心意的神圣祷告,
is not only to have confidence to enter the holy place,
并不只是能够坦然进入至圣所,
but hold fast the confession of your hope without wavering.
而且能够坚守我们所承认的指望不致摇动.
As you read God's words,
当我们读神的话语,
as you know the promise of the Lord,
当我们知道神的应许,
you should have hope for it.
我们应该对他的话有指望,
to reach beyond what you are grasping right now.
我们要往前超过我们自己现在所要掌握的.
Oh, don't look at yourself so small.
不要把你自己看得那么小.
God said, Jesus Christ said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
耶稣基督说, 你们要悔改, 因为天国近了.
And let us all return to be childlike.
让我们都回转向小孩子.
Oh, only a child keeps the hope high.
只有一个孩子是有很高指望的。
And he keeps hoping.
他一直有盼望。
If a child is only satisfied with what he's grasping,
如果一个孩子只是满足于他现在所有的,
he's going to stay as a child.
他一直都会是一个孩子。
But a child, the Lord says, repent and to be a child.
主说我们要悔改像一个孩子。
He's not asking us to be childish.
他不是要我们做一个只是孩子气的人,幼稚的人。
But to be childlike.
要像一个孩子。
So that we can be like children who keeps the hope high.
我们就可以像一个孩子一直有盼望。
And as more people notice my white hair,
很多人发现我有很多的白头发。
They start having diminishing hopes for me.
他们就对我失去了盼望。
Oh, we all hope for the young people.
我们都盼望那些年轻人。
And they say, oh, you're already 50 years old.
那就说，哦，你已经50岁了。
You're way sad.
你已经没有太晚了。
No, that's not true. Not for Christian.
那并不是对基督徒讲的。
I admit my natural life is 50, almost.
我承认我快要50了。
But my spiritual life should be like a child.
但我属灵的生命应该像一个小孩子。
And so are yours.
你的也应该是。
You should keep holding your confidence of the hope that God has given you.
你应该一直坚守你所承认的指望。
Keep reaching for what you can grasp.
不断地往前,超过你所能够抓住的。
That is the engine of our prayers.
那个是我们祷告的动力。
If you are satisfied with who you are, you are not praying.
如果你已经满足于现状,那你并不在祷告。
If you are like a child,
如果你像个孩子,
you will ask your father,
你会一直来问你的父亲。
Oh, Father, I don't understand this.
父亲,我不懂这个。
Oh, Father, show me that.
父亲,请你告诉我。
Oh, Father, I want this and that.
父啊,我需要这个,我需要那个。
Ask and you shall receive.
你求就必得着。
As long as you pray in the blood of Jesus.
让你在耶稣的宝血中祷告。
As long as you hold fast the hope that God has laid before you.
只要你坚守神给我们的指望。
Without wavering.
不致摇动。
A child is always so trusting to his father.
一个孩子一直都是那样信靠他的父亲。
Don't waver.
不要摇动。
As long as you pray.
只要你祷告,
God will do the rest.
神就会做工。
God is waiting to do all this for us.
神在那里等候要为我们做这些。
And even in eternity, He waits for all His children to come before Him.
就是在荣耀的, 在永远的里面, 祂等着祂的儿女来到祂面前。
But so oftentimes the Bible said God was amazed that no one is praying.
但圣经里面常常说, 神觉得很稀奇, 没有人在那里祷告。
May you and I understand what hope is.
盼望我们知道指望到底是什么。
Hope for your life.
为着你的生命有指望。
Hope for your service.
为着你的侍奉有指望。
And hope for also the body of Christ.
为整个神的身体有指望。
This is the third aspect of prayer.
这是祷告的第三个点。
The prayer that builds up the body of Christ.
这样一个祷告建立基督的身体。
For the Bible said by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
圣经说是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Jesus Christ split open his body upon the cross.
从幔子经过,这幔子就是他的身体。
And Jesus Christ split open his body upon the cross.
主耶稣在十架上将他身体为我们裂开。
Outflow the blood and the water.
有水和血从他身体流出。
The blood purchases the foundation of redemption.
宝血是把我们救赎回来的根基。
The waters continue to wash our body and to cleanse our hearts.
水讲到不断清洁我们的心。
And Jesus Christ has prepared everything so that we can come boldly before Him.
耶稣基督为我们预备了一切,叫我们可以坦然来到他面前。
Now we find this new and living way open before us through His body.
现在我们看到说,经过他的身体, 他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Only if we understand what is His body.
除非我们知道他的身体到底是什么。
Ephesians says, the church is the body of Christ.
以弗所书说, 教会是基督的身体。
It is the fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The body of Christ is a very rich thing.
基督的身体是非常丰富的。
It is as rich as God Himself.
就像神自己那样丰富。
In fact, it is called the fullness of Christ.
讲到神的丰满。
Oh, what are we today?
我们到底是谁?
Are we rich?
我们是不是那么丰富?
Are we even remotely close to a little bit fullness of Christ?
我们是不是稍微靠近一点?
Hold fast your confidence before the Lord.
坚守你所,
I don't care other people talk about your church only have a little people.
我不管别人说我们教会只有一点点人。
I don't care about other people say your church is a lot of problems.
我也不在乎别人说我们教会有很多问题。
I care about if you come into the church if we are praying or not.
我在乎你来到教会你是不是祷告。
I care if we have the words of God as the promise daily in our lives.
我在乎你是不是每天读神的话。
This is the new and living way.
这是一条又新又活的路。
Anytime you want it, you can have it.
任何时候你要，你就可以得到。
Not only come boldly before the holy place.
不仅可以坦然进入至圣所。
But by this new and living way through the body.
借着这一条又新又活的路经过他的身体。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思?
It continues to explain for us.
然后接着就说,
for in this passage of 10:19-25,
第十章19到25节,
and there are three let us.
有三次讲到让我们,
and this is the third time, let us what?
这里第三次讲到让我们做什么?
And here it says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
让我们彼此相顾, 激发爱心, 勉励行善,
not forsaking our own assembling together. As is the habit of some.
好像那些停止惯了的人,
in the beginning, I talked about some people take on tasks without thinking.
一开始我讲到有些人, 不考虑就先做一些事。
And someone asked them and they just do.
有些人叫他做,
and the moment they burn out, then they don't do anymore.
一到他自己做不了的时候,
and they run away and they don't want to come back.
他就不做, 他就逃跑了。
Because the moment they come back, someone will ask them to do some more.
因为他一回来, 有人又要他做一些事。
The problem is not those who ask them to do things.
问题不在那些要求他做事的人。
The problems are for those who do not pray before they receive a task.
问题在那些他们做事前不祷告的人身上。
Before they hear what God wants them to do, they do what the man says to do.
在他们听见神的声音之前, 他们就先去听见人,
what is the house of God?
神的家到底是什么?
The house of God is by the supervision of the Son and of the High Priest.
神的家是神, 神的儿子自己在那里治理。
And we know that we must come and pray and ask him what to do.
我们必须来到他面前祷告, 问他要怎么做。
I am so-called a leader in the church.
我们, 是一个在教会里面一个,
but I never ask anybody to do something according to me.
但我从来不要求人照着我的意思去做什么。
I always say you must make a choice.
我常常对他说, 你要自己选择。
I always say you must pray about it.
我常说你必须先祷告。
Again, if God did not tell you clearly,
我再说, 如果神没有很清楚地告诉你,
it will be my opinion that you should do what I tell you.
那我的意见是你可能就照着我所说的去做。
Because after all, I think I know a little bit about God's way.
因为也许我可能比你更认识神的路。
But if it's something major,
如果是一件大事,
I hope for every one of us to pray to the Lord.
我盼望每一个人都先来祷告。
Hear what he wants to do.
听见神要我们做什么。
Because only him can bond the body of Christ together.
因为只有他自己可以把, 他的身体绑在一起。
When we do not listen to the Lord and starting to have ideas,
当我们不听神的话, 自己有意见的时候,
we are bypassing the body.
我们就越过了身体,
and the Lord cannot oversee his own house.
神就没有办法, 来照顾他的家。
Therefore, it is our obligation to pray for one another.
所以这是我们的权利, 我们要来为彼此代祷。
How are we to pray?
我们要怎么祷告?
If we are strong,
如果我们很刚强,
we must start praying for the weak.
我们必须为那些软弱的祷告。
The strong people in the church is not to say, because I'm strong, let me charge ahead.
刚强的人在教会里面并不说, 因为我刚强, 所以就让我走在前面。
Paul says it well.
保罗讲得很好。
In 1 Corinthians 12.
在, 哥林多前书第12章。
And you can turn to it. In verses 22 to 24, it says, it is much truer that the members of the body which seems to be weaker are necessary.
不但如此, 身上肢体, 人以为软弱的,
The, I repeat, the body which seem to be weaker are necessary.
身上肢体, 人以为软弱的,
you know, in every family,
在每一个家庭里面,
there are stronger ones and there are weaker ones.
有些是刚强的, 有些是软弱的,
and if we consider ourselves the strong ones in the family,
如果我们觉得自己在家中是刚强的人,
you will never fall off the idea that weak one is not necessary.
你绝对不会觉得说那些软弱的在家里是不重要的。
Instead, you will pay more attention on the weak ones.
反而你会花更多时间在软弱的人身上。
When a newborn babe is born in the church,
在神的家中有一个新生的婴孩,
everyone will say, "Oh, how cute!"
每一个人都会说, 啊, 很可爱。
And they walk by.
然后他们就走开了。
Oh, but the parents are different.
但父母却不同。
They say, "Oh, how cute!"
他们说, 哦, 很可爱。
And then they change diapers.
他们为他们换尿片。
And then they feed the bottle.
会为他们喝奶吃奶。
In other words, they take care of them.
然后会一直的照顾他们。
And we must look at each newborn Christian in church. Oh, how cute!
我们要看所有在神家中新生的婴孩, 很可爱。
Let us enjoy their presence.
我们也享受他们的同在。
But if you truly recognize that they are very cute,
那你真的知道说他们非常可爱,
take care of them as well.
那你就照顾他们,
pray for one another.
为彼此祷告,
and those members of the body which seems deemed less honorable,
身上肢体我们看为不体面的,
on these we bestow more abundant honor.
越发给他加上体面,
and for the less presentable members became much more presentable.
不俊美的越发得着俊美,
whereas our more presentable members have no need of it.
我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰,
but God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked.
但神配搭这身子, 把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体。
And I'm not talking about the problems in Corinth.
我并不是在讲在哥林多教会的问题。
And I'm talking about the truth in the Bible.
我在讲在圣经里面的真理。
It is the spiritual law that must operate within the house of God.
这属灵的律必须在神的家中运行。
We must not esteem ourselves too highly.
我们不要把自己看得太高。
But if we are truly higher than some,
但如果我们真的比别人高一点,
if you are considered stronger, more honorable, and more presentable,
你觉得自己比别人更体面、更俊美、更刚强,
then it is our obligation to take care of those who are weaker, less presentable.
那我们这是我们的责任，要照顾那些不俊美、不体面的。
And all of a sudden, everybody will come and minister to me.
那可能很多人会来告诉我。
That is good.
那是很好的。
But then don't do it too obvious.
你不要做得太明显。
Let us first pray for me.
你先为我祷告。
See if that is what God wants you to do.
看是不是神要你做的。
And let us learn to become prayer person.
让我们学习成为一个祷告的人。
To correct our life in according to the spiritual principles.
来照着属灵的律来矫正我们的生命。
And to learn of God's new and living way.
来学习这一条又新又活的路。
And to start living a church body life.
然后过一个身体，一个教会身体的生活。
And let us thrive in His hope.
我们在他的指望里面往前。
The apostle said, "Whose house we are."
使徒说。 我们就是他的家了。
And there are two qualifications.
这有两个条件。
He says if.
他讲到若是。
If what?
若是什么?
If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
若是我们将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
And if we encourage one another all the more as you see the day drawing near.
我们知道那日子临近就更当如此。
What is the point of saying that the Lord is coming soon?
如果说主要来的日子近了,
what is the point?
到底有什么用?
If we don't pray,
如果我们不祷告,
if we don't live a body life,
如果我们不过一个肢体的生活,
if we don't consider those weak and young and less honorable, less presentable necessary,
如果我们不觉得那些, 不俊美的, 不体面的, 软弱的, 是重要的,
how can we be overcomers if we go to the Lord alone? How can we be victorious when we have nothing to show forth?
如果我们没有什么可以, 表现, 我们怎么成为一个得胜者?
We must begin by praying.
我们必须从祷告开始,
and pray for yourself, pray for your family.
为你自己祷告, 为你家庭祷告,
pray for those who do not understand the gospel.
为那些不认识福音的人祷告,
your obligation is to pray.
你的责任就是祷告,
God's obligation is to save them.
神的责任要
Your obligation is to pray for those who are less presentable.
你的责任就是为那些不体面的祷告。
God's obligation is to change them.
神的责任就是要改变他们。
For all things is found in Christ.
在基督里面有, 许多的应许。
And Christ is all and in all.
基督在一切之内。
Wherever we are,
不管我们在哪里,
let us pray.
我们让我们祷告。
Let us sing the hymn again, 5.
我们再唱548首。
Every prayer